Once integration is fully activated, social disintegration begins. Nothing bad, we've been upset with the world, indifference, just very bad not to make something constructive about it. And the main poetic quest is to make what it is most fragile, most eternal. And only by being flexible within the boundaries of our dogmas, we can keep on nourishing from them. And in the short moments of opening, humans can recover the dimension that the long moments of closure create. And right, those who represent a certain lifestyle gives the worst advice on how to pursue it. And contentment in the end is to find in a small realm everything the big realm has to offer. And the draft is the great effort we ought to accomplish to deliver easily in the end the final copy. We may see war and plagues as calamities or just simply as natural ways to curb over proliferation. And we keep on forgetting that what it is more intimately ours, it is more intimately of everyone. And if career is our elevation to power, our spiritual journey should go right opposite to it. And popularity is about being able to maintain a polemic alive. And there is nothing more valuable to humanity than someone who by nature takes care of nature. And the more is the fame of certain people, the more is the famine of the masses. And in all our progressiveness, we do not realize that hard work has to be followed by an equal amount of rest. And it is being sucked up looking back at the past that we crush in the present. And at last, the office-based society is just an extension of the schooling system we had to get used to since childhood. And right, the symbols of our religions and philosophies are rafts that could save us, turned into stones that sink us. And as soon as we start to excel in one of the many ready-made discourses, we start to believe that it can address all matters in the universe. And right, the most delicate entities far above comes to cover up and erase the heaviest far below. And at last, there is nothing more disarming than the perfectionism imposed by the leading class. And there seems to be so much content already that all contemporary culture tries to invest on are containers. And poverty is the opposition coming to term. And profit is the opposition keeping a dialogue, while war is the opposition breaking that dialogue. And we ought to understand that evil to keep evil is really willing to turn good. And not knowing it, we enter a new stage and not to learn, not to ask anything anymore from the previous one. The polemics should be always a step to go higher rather than an obstacle to stumble upon. And so canonic knowledge becomes that one has to be very retarded to become one of its representatives. And while in a passive neutrality we find our total annihilation, in an active neutrality we find our full preservation. And we shall care of our body in so much that it is the instrument to liberate, not to enslave our soul. And the more the authority tries to simplify, the more the life of the ordinary becomes complicated. And the liberal people always have a fundamental prejudice at the core. They do not tolerate to be teased on. And the dual need of quality and quantity is what in the end exhausts nature at large. And the more intensively something is exploited, the more it will need time for healing. And only one type of professionality we shall accept, and that is the one that a partisan might put up. And any collective ideological struggle concentrates power into one individual going exactly the opposite way. And the way we lose pursuing our bodily desires can only be found pursuing our spiritual intuition. And the very same talent can either be a poet and measure life, or a scholar and question any form of measuring. And it is not the machine to govern life, but the music that can be produced with it. And the most intelligent thing is to make others believe that we're not intelligent, so that we can profit in the long run. Having gone spiritually high, you seek to go low in the social rank, and having gone high in the social rank, you end up low in the spiritual. And the most elevated humans can get is in the development of their craftsmanship. And the political myopism only have the right seeing interior problems for exterior causes, and the left seeing exterior problems for interior causes. And the power is the ability of going strong when we need to, and slow otherwise. And once the response of the masses is set into governing parameters, redundancy accelerates and is set to explode. And in the end, we won't be even able to think that we live in a society that has lost any touch with its nature. And if we manage to settle our fear, we can then try to settle our fury before finding a way to counter-react. And only our imagination can let a winter landscape blossom. And it is not about siding for one culture or the counterculture, but see culture as the actual litigation of the two. And going against nature is when, in order to resist to a situation, we let go to temptations. And it is right learning not to incriminate others, but to incriminate ourselves, that crimes are committed in front of our eyes. And most importantly, we ought to understand that all empires are meant to be destroyed. And at last, our destiny is either what we accept or what we choose to be. And like a tide, transformation keeps on ascending and descending, and we ought to go along with it. And in the end, the destiny of capitalism is always to profit where it is yet to be regulated. And it is not about this or that reason, but about a certain force we cannot go against but by abstaining ourselves from it. And we fight for our own rights towards the rights of others, and we fight for the rights of others towards our own rights. And what has been ruining humanity is always the search for refinement. Everything is relative until the sake to control it starts quantifying it. As freedom is guaranteed, humans become slaves out of their own social pride. And power at last is not good or evil per se, but is just a full concentration of these great powers.